Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It's now time to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined by the football coach, that is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, another victory. You go on the road, beat Jeff West last week, 50-14. Just take us through that one a little bit. What'd you see? What'd you like? And overall takeaway from that game?
Well, we went through a little adversity there in the first quarter, and just getting everybody on the same page defensively, and Jeff West made a few good plays, and I was impressed with their drive at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter's long drive, and they ended up scoring on a pass, and then they came back, and we answered their score, but then they came back and threw a big pass on us. So just a little adversity. I liked how our kids handled that. Again, they don't necessarily blink. They just, hey, coach, we got it. And just getting everybody on the same page again helps, and then going back to the basics. But I was impressed with the way Jeff West came out and just did what they did. And the quarterback made some plays, and, hat was off to him there in the first and second quarters, that's for sure.
Yeah, you led 28-14 at the half, but then the third quarter, maybe a little bit different, 22-0. You guys were able to outscore Jeff West, kind of put the game away. Was there certain adjustments that you made at the half, or was it just simply playing better?
No, just like I said, getting everybody on the same page defensively, going back to the basics defensively, but offensively, there in the first three quarters, we had one drive where we scored and we jumped offside, so we killed ourselves on that and turned it over on downs. But other than that, I really liked our rushing attack and how we, were able to hit the outside a little bit in the first half, and then the second half we came out and just ran it right down the middle. And so I was happy with our offensive line and our running backs. And really, something that people overlook is I was really happy with our wide receivers and, the whole game. They didn't get a lot of attempts to catch the ball, but we were really good blockers on the outside. And so I was really impressed with our receivers there. And special teams were special again. I tend to think people overlook special teams. And we got a punt. We blocked a punt for a safety. And so it's just fun to see the special teams really be a third of the game, and that's what we expect.
Coach, when you look at just kind of what's ahead with district play, and we'll talk about Minneapolis and the trip coming up here for week four on Friday night, but as we kind of assess the team through the first 3 weeks and where you sit going into district play, how satisfied are you with your team's play, and what do you want to see moving forward?
Well, I think we kind of had an idea of what our identity was. Obviously, we want to run the football first, and I think we've done that. I think we've done that to the three teams that we've played, and I'm really excited about getting better at running the ball, because in Kansas weather, you just never know what you're going to run into, and so you have to be able to do that, and you have to be able to stop the run, and I think we've been able to do that defensively, and again, our special teams are just getting better and better and trying to get more guys in the games on special teams, and taking pride in that. So I'm happy with where we're at. One of the things that I'm really pleased with is our passing game. And I know running the ball opens that up, but I'm just proud of our offensive line, given time, for Mitchell to throw it, and he's doing a good job throwing it, and we're doing a good job of catching it and protecting the ball. And the last thing that I'm proud of is our turnover ratio. I think we've turned the ball over one time. And if you can do that, control the line of scrimmage and control time of possession, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win every game.
Blue Jays playing some good football right now, getting set for a trip to Minneapolis, first district game on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Sabetha football coach, that is Garrett Michael, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays are 3-0 after the win last week against Jefferson West. Now, a 2A District 4 matchup on Friday night. They make the trip out to Minneapolis to take on a 2-1 Lions squad. And they dropped their first game of the season last week, Coach, but they played a top-five team in 2A and southeast of Saline. You know, you watch them on film, get a chance to dissect this squad a little bit. What do you see? What stands out? And what jumps off the page when you get set for Minneapolis this week?
Well, we're excited for the road trip. I know everybody, and I know it's a long one, and everybody, you know, sometimes kind of dreads that. But I talked to the team about, hey, this is what happens if you get deep in the playoffs. You may have to have a road trip to southeast Kansas. And so this is a good preparation for us mentally and physically to get ready to do that if we get the opportunity. So I'm really excited about getting this big trip under our belt. And then if we get to do that again, then, you know, we've done it before. So that helps. But Minneapolis is, they don't have a lot of size, but they're very scrappy and quick. And they don't do a lot of exciting things on offense. They just do what they do. And you've got to be fundamentally sound and disciplined, especially away from the play. You know, they like to throw backside stuff. They like to get you on speed reverses and things like that. So that's what I see from them, similar to last year. And they've got lots of guys back from last year. So it's just a similar team. Now it's who can deal with the road trip. You know, last year they came here and we were able to get the best of them, and now we're going to flip that and see if we can, you know, prepare properly and play with a great enthusiasm, great focus. And if we can do that and do the normal things that I talk about, we should have a chance to win.
So about those win last year, 39-7 was that final score. So what needs to continue this week, this time around? Obviously the road trip is going to be a little bit of a different feel, as you mentioned. Could be a little bit of preparation for down the road once we get to the postseason. But just here specifically in week four, what needs to be done? What do you want to see from your team to keep the momentum rolling?
You know, the first three games are league opponents, and we're very, very familiar with them. We're very familiar with the surroundings when you go on the road. We've already had two road games under our belt, so I don't look at this as any different. But we got to go to different surroundings and again, I guess a chance to play on turf again, and might be raining, might not, but we got to prepare for that. So I just want to continue to see our good mental focus being prepared at 7 o'clock on game night, and just continue to cut down on, you know, turnovers, not having turnovers, keeping time of possession, and then defensively just reading your keys and making the plays that are presented to you. So just want to continue getting better, and I think we have these 3 weeks and hope to see it in week four.
So about the head football coach Garrett Michael joining us after the win last week at Jeff West. They make the road trip here in week four to Minneapolis for a district contest. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.